David White wrote Crossing the Unknown Sea, Work and the Shaping of Identity. And he wrote it a few years ago. It was first published, let's say 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. Jane Boyd reminded me of it in her audio boo about work, life and the balance of the two. And this is a second audio boo I'm making, having picked up David White's book. And I turn to the very back of the book, the very last chapter, and the last chapter has got a most wonderful subtitle. The subtitle is The New and Newly Youthful World of Work. The New and Newly Youthful World of Work. Its main title is called Keats and Conversation, and that refers to the poet Keats, because David White is a poet. So let me begin by quoting you a couple of bits of Keats. Here's the first one, and this is the epitaph Keats wrote for himself. Here lies one whose name was writ in water. Here lies one whose name was writ in water. That's on his gravestone, and his gravestone is to be found in a room in Rome, and that's another story which you'd find in David White's book. Now here's another one. Here's another quote from Keats. Now, Keats, remember, wrote a long time before you and I were born. Quote, "There is nothing stable in the world. Uproar's your only music. Uproar's your only music." Yep, that's what Keats was thinking. Now, what are young people like today? What are young people like today? And that's really what Jane Boyd used in her audio boo. She described family life in her family today, in which young people don't see and are not being brought up to see the traditional boundaries between work and non-work. This is what David White had to say. They sip from the same companionable electronic streams. Young people today, the crowd, the younger generation, sip from the same companionable electronic streams. How many times have I seen young people standing around in a crowd together, sitting on steps somewhere, all looking down into their smartphones, all on the internet, all lifting their heads to pass odd chance remarks to each other, all having bits of conversations, breaking off, going back into the smartphone, showing each other stuff on smartphones, communicating with people right in front of them, and at the same time updating their Facebook status. How many times have you seen that happen? Here's another bit from Keats. And this has got to be the one that speaks to me most today. And in the context of a series I'm doing in relation to mindfulness, this one is spot on. I couldn't believe it when I came across it. So here's the quote. "Oh, for a life of sensation rather than of thoughts." Now, when I first came across that quotation a very, very long time ago, I thought, oh yeah, Keats was a young guy and he was just into sex and drugs and drink and all that. And he was just interested in having a damn good time, and he wasn't interested in thinking and profundity, and he was a different kind of poet from Wordsworth, etc., etc. And I didn't know what I was talking about. I was making nothing but assumptions. That phrase, "Oh, for a life of sensation rather than of thoughts," is one of the most profoundly thought-provoking phrases I've ever come across in my life. Yeah. Let me just quote one bit from David White now, finally. And this is on page 231, so it's close to the end of the book, but I haven't read this bit before. I read it last night. And he says, "Our future will come from the individual imagination in conversation with all other individual imaginations." I'll read it again. "Our future will come from the individual imagination in conversation with all other individual imaginations. A mobilization of something that exists at the edge between things a sea formed not from a general's command, but from the flow and turn of a thousand creative conversational elements. Oh my God. I mean, this could have come straight from the Clute Train Manifesto, couldn't it? It could actually have come. Now, instead, it was written in 2001. The Clute Train Manifesto was written in 1999. But this is almost Clute Train stuff, for those of you who know what Clute Train is. And if you do know what Clute Train is, will you, for goodness sake, tell me, because I'm looking for people who have even read the Clute Train Manifesto. Anyway, Jane Boyd, look, you've... I thank you again for your wonderful posing of thoughts in connection with work, life, balance. This David White book is just stunning in terms of how to think about work and identity and living today.